So, you finally arrived. I've been waiting for you, Paladin. Yes, I noticed you as soon as you entered my hideout. Your aura doesn't exactly help with concealment. And, considering that shiny sword in your hand, I can assume you're not here to have a friendly conversation. You seem worried. There are no traps in this room, if that's what you're thinking. But, since you'll hardly trust me, you can check for yourself. It's not like I have anywhere to run, is it? Alright, let's get this done with already. I'll get up from my armchair. I have a question for you, Paladin. Why do you wish to fight me? No, there are no tricks here. I'm only asking you a question. Please, wait. I could fight you now, and one of us would certainly die. Perhaps even both. My question is, why does it always have to end like this? Isn't your order the one that goes around preaching about mercy and redemption? I wonder what you heard about me to hate me so much. Let me guess. They told you I'm a lich, spreading misery and undeath on this land. That I steal innocent people's souls for power. That I'm the incarnation of evil itself. You don't need to answer. From that look on your face, I can see that I'm right. And if I'm not those things? I suggest the following, Paladin. Can you abandon the single-mindedness you were taught during all of these years, just for once, and hear my side of the story? That is the only thing I'll ask from you. Then, you're free to make your own judgment. You accept? Good. You're an educated man, so I suppose you know your fair share of history. Caught in the middle of a war zone, this land was completely ravaged a decade ago. Almost every man was killed, leaving only a few women and children. We lost most of our defenses and labor force, and that meant our people were either going to starve or get invaded and murdered, whichever came first. I was young and not the most powerful wizard at the time. But I still had a talent for magic and some knowledge of the occult arts, passed to me by my father. Without many options, I started raising some of the corpses of those who died in the war as soldiers and farmers. I'm not the monster you think I am, Paladin. I'm well aware that raising the body of a dead person to serve you is not an act of good. But tell me this. What else could I do? Watch my people die terrible deaths, knowing that I'm the only one who could help them? Is that something you would do? I will not pretend I don't have any blood on my hands. Kings thought a place like this existing would be a threat to their authority, so they started spreading rumors about me. Knights and adventurers came here to become so-called heroes, and I had to defend myself. Please, consider all your eyes have witnessed. Have you ever seen one of the undead from this land attacking or killing an innocent? I know you won't believe me. No one ever does. Even though I became more powerful, keeping and controlling lives like this drains a lot of my life force. That's why my body is so weak and my skin so grey. I've never been a lich in the first place. It even hurts sometimes. I'll tell you the truth, Paladin. I can't fight anymore. And even if I could fight, I don't want to. I'm tired. Tired of everything. Fighting. Being hated like this for trying to help people. Being alone. I can't handle this anymore. I'll kneel with my back turned to you, so you don't have to look in my eyes. Go on with your duty. End me. If you really have any mercy in your heart, I beg you to make it painless. What? I told you to kill me. What are you... Why are you hugging me? Do you believe me? But even if you did, I know your order wouldn't let you spare me, let alone comfort me. You don't care, but please don't let go. Please. I know I should be afraid of being at my enemy's mercy like this, but it feels so nice. Please stay like this, even if just for a little bit longer. What do you mean I'm not your enemy anymore? I only did what I thought was the right thing, but I'm glad you see me as a hero, if that's true. It's the first time an outsider said something like this about me. Thank you, Paladin. You know you'll be putting yourself at risk, and yet you're still doing this for a woman you always saw as an enemy. You truly are a kind man. Please, wait. Don't look at me. I'm sure I look pathetic, full of red spots on my skin and tears running down my face. I don't want you to pity me even more. And you ignored my advice. Well, this is me. A hideous, broken mess. How can you say I'm beautiful? Aren't you supposed to never lie? I know I look pitiful. All right. If you insist so much, the least I can do is trust you. Paladin, might I ask you a question? When do you return to the capital? Tomorrow. I see. It's really nothing important. It only came to my mind that you could spend the night here. Other people might want to harm me, so I was wondering if you could protect me. And maybe keep me warm, too, like you did just now. The nights here are very cold. Sorry, that was a wild request. It's not something I should have asked. You will? Really? Thank you. You can close the door and come in properly, then. Oh, wait. I'm not sure if the door will close after you... Well, you kicked it open. Don't worry. You don't need to apologize for that. I can transmute another door later. And you can also remove your armor if you wish to. All of this metal must feel very uncomfortable. Is it fine if we lie in bed together? I know it's not the most comfortable bed in the world, but I hope it's enough. Also, as you can see, my blanket wasn't made for two people. It barely covers us at all. So, I guess that means we'll have to sleep very close together, right? It's the most logical thing to do. Yes. Put your arms around me as you did before, please. This feels even better without all of that cold metal. Your body is so, so warm.
this feeling. It's so different. Odd, even. But in a good way. My body always felt cold and lifeless. But for the first time, I feel warm. And safe. And the closer we get to each other, the more I notice something, Paladin. You're so handsome. Your warm body, your skin, your gorgeous eyes. They're all so perfect. Might I ask you a question? Are you taken? Do you have a spouse? No. That's surprising, honestly. I only ask because I don't want to do anything wrong. And with the way we're so close and caressing each other, I think we might end up... Do you want to keep going? I certainly do. Your lips are so soft, and your hands so gentle. I could keep doing this forever. When I'm like this with you, Paladin, it all goes away. The cold, the pain, the sadness. I only feel happy. Hey, thank you. For everything. For making me feel these things that I never thought I could. And do you think that you can maybe come back here someday? I don't want this to be the last time I see you. You will. I'm so glad. Definitely starting to get a bit tired, though. Perfect. I'll just snuggle up even closer to you. Ah, you're so nice and cozy. Wrap your arms even tighter around my waist, please. Just like that. I really could stay like this forever. This is so perfect. Before I sleep, might I ask you a question? If you wake up for me, can you wait a bit before getting up and leaving? I really want to wake up in your arms tomorrow. I'd be the happiest person in the world if I could. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything. Good night, my hero.